the theme of tonight's program, the title, Wise Men Still Seek Him. The designation wise men was given in ancient times, in Bible times, to a strata of society that dealt in certain kinds of knowledge. It was somewhat like a job description, if you will. But the term wise man in Christianity, however, has taken on a new and more specific meaning. In fact, in the context of Proverbs, a man is wise for the very reason that he does fear and seek God. If you find a wise man, I believe that you can show from Scripture that you found a seeker. And if you are a wise man or woman, it's because you have been or presently are a seeker of God. So my question tonight is, first of all, are you seeking Him? How are you seeking Him? Are you seeking the Lord? How are you seeking Him? I would hardly call going to church to hear a 45-minute message once per week seeking Him. In fact, we may be misleading ourselves if we think that ritualistically reading a few verses each morning is actually seeking Him. If I asked you what your primary goal in life was, would it sound something like Paul's? Paul, what's your goal in life? What are you driving for? What are you headed toward? Paul, what is it that drives you? What's really the objective? What do you want to reach? That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable to His death. I stand convicted. I just want to remind us tonight to get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of its mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Because wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. That is wisdom. Proverbs 16:16 says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? But the Bible also indicates that wisdom is always backed by desire. It doesn't mean that if you desire wisdom, you'll have it, because someone can be lazy enough to sit there and say, sure wish I had more than I have, and not be willing to go out and get it. But it does mean that if a man is wise, it's because he desired it. Wisdom will only be gained if you desire it enough to seek it. Proverbs 18 and verse number 1 is just a tremendous passage. And if you have your Bible and would like to turn to Proverbs 18:1, I'd like you to see the text yourself. Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse number 1. Proverbs 18 and verse number 1. We read there, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. The language of this verse gives us a meaningful picture of what it is to pursue wisdom. Because we're saying tonight that wise men still seek Him. And if you're a wise man, you are seeking Him. But how is it that we pursue this? What does it look like? Well, the verse says that through desire, a man, what's next now? Having separated himself. Life is replete with separations, whether it's the man who chooses to be healthy, and so he separates himself from certain foods, or an Olympian who striving for the gold, separates himself from a certain lifestyle, or somebody on a military conquest who separates himself from the normal activities of life so that he can focus on the priority, the job that he's given to defend our country. Life is replete with separations. You say, well, I'd rather not separate myself unto wisdom. Well, I'll just warn you tonight that you are still separating yourself. The man who demands his right to watch 2 hours of television every night is separating himself from from his family or from his children or from those habits that would help him to grow in the Lord. He's still separating himself. But the Bible says, through desire, a man having separated himself now seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. These words are rich. The word seeketh in the original is a word in the form that it's used. It indicates intensity. It's an intensity of seeking, but also a word that indicates repetition. It's a continuous thing. Somebody is seeking and continuing to seek in an intense way. But it's also, it says, and intermeddleth with all wisdom. The picture is this: someone who has a desire, he's separated himself from other things that apparently would distract or would withdraw from his desire to have wisdom, and he seeks intensely that wisdom continually until he intermeddles with it. That is, he finds it and he sits down and he has a heart-to-heart conversation with wisdom. The wise men of the biblical narrative actually provide a neat picture of the Christian seeker. Let me take just a few minutes and point out some of the similarities. First of all, and this almost goes without saying, it's obvious, but they sought in order to find. They were seeking to find a person. They weren't seeking a star. In fact, if you read the text, it doesn't tell us that they followed the star, rather that they saw a star, and that somehow commenced their journey to Jerusalem. We don't know that they saw the star the entire time, but my point is that they weren't seeking a star. They were seeking a person. And so in our lives, we should not be seeking knowledge as an end in and of itself. You know, there are people who seek knowledge, but for the wrong reason. Some seek knowledge in order to debate. If I can get my PhD in religion, or if I can really study up on some interesting topics, whether it be the canonization of scriptures or the Qumran scrolls or whatever it is, and they can study this topic and have a lot of facts and knowledge, that way when a Christian comes up to me, I can debate him. In fact, I can make him look foolish because I know more facts than he does. Some people actually seek knowledge in order to debate. Other people seek knowledge in order to debunk or disprove. And we have testimony of some who have done that in the past, who have set out to study the Gospels in order to disprove them. But then there's some who seek knowledge in order to discern and then obey. And we ought to be in that third group. We should be seeking God in the revelation he has given. Not just seeking facts, but fellowship. We're not seeking facts about God, but rather we're seeking God through the facts that he's given. And we should follow the scriptures where they lead us. And I want you to notice in the picture again of the wise men, as we read in the biblical narrative, what is the next thing that we find them doing? In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." So the first thing we see is their travel. They came. But what's the next thing we see? "Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." They asked a question. They had acted upon the revelation of the star, and they had pursued that plan for days, maybe even weeks and months. Now they've arrived at the best place that they know to come to, and they've asked for further details. Beloved, as you seek the Lord in the Bible, as you're a seeker of real wisdom, you're doubtless going to come to the end of a trail of evidence before really gaining your answer. You're going to see a question. You're going to say, "Whoa, I wonder what that means." And you're going to start studying that, and you're going to start thinking through it, and all of a sudden you reach the end of a trail. "I still haven't found my question. I still haven't found my answer. What should I do?" Start asking questions. When they arrived in Jerusalem, had they found the king? No. So what'd they do? They asked a question. "Where is he? Where do we go from here? What more do we need to know? Where do we find him?" So, as you're studying a subject or a topic or a thought, God in the scriptures, you need to ask questions of the text or of your pastor or read the thoughts of a trusted student of a generation gone by. But keep asking questions. Get new leads on your pursuit of an understanding of that truth. I'm trying to encourage you tonight in this coming year to be a seeker, to be a student of the Scriptures. The wise men finally found the one whom they sought. What did they do? They buy a t-shirt that said, "I have seen the Christ." No, they didn't do that. Did they buy a Bethlehem magnet to add to their collection to show where they'd travel? No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with t-shirts and magnets. But my point is this. The end of their journey wasn't finding a certain house. The point of their journey wasn't traveling. It was worshiping the King. Can I encourage you, as you're studying the Scriptures, and as you're seeking God in them, when you see Him anew, when you enter upon a truth that you didn't know before, or an old truth refreshed, and your heart is enlightened again to the character of God, worship Him. Take time to worship Him. Bow before Him in gratitude, praising Him for what you've seen and begging Him to let you see more. Moses' request was, "Show me thy glory." May it be our request as well. You may not be a professional seeker of truth in the stars, but you ought to be a consistent seeker of the truth in His Word. I encourage you this year, even tomorrow, to strike out on a new search for wisdom. Scanning God's Word until you find a subject, a word, a thought to pursue. And then ask questions of the Word about that subject and seek answers. And at the end of these frequent studies, I believe you'll find yourself worshiping Him again. The heart of Christmas is a heart of seeking. Jesus coming to earth to seek and to save that which was lost. And those coming from near and far to seek the Deliverer. If you do not have a heart of seeking, you really don't have the heart of Christmas, regardless of how your home is decorated or how many gifts are stuffed under the tree. Proverbs 17:16. "Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it?" Are you seeking tonight? Do you have a heart? Do you have a heart to get wisdom? This coming year can be a productive year of growth, a deepening year of digging into God's Word, an enlightening year of greater knowledge, a glorious year of knowing God better. Not knowing facts, but knowing God and knowing Him better. Wise men still seek Him. Will you?